Hey everyone, I hope everyone is doing all right. This is Wisdom the Healer coming to you live and direct. I know it's been a little minute, but you know, when you got to get your life together, you got to take that time for yourself. But you know, when I come with a bang all the time, I got an artist right here by the name of Coney Brooks. Born in the 90s as Andre Brooks and raised straight from the Southern Boulevard. Y'all already know, shout out to New York. In the Boogie Down Bronx, a young, talented, multi-talented artist who goes by the name of Coney, King of New York, Brooks, is on his journey to take over the music industry. At the tender age of 7 is when Andre, Coney, wrote his first rhyme for a school project in first grade. Not taking it seriously at the time, he left it alone until the age of 11. And as Andre grew older, he began to notice he wanted to take music seriously. In high school, Coney became more active in his craft. It was an added plus that his high school was involved with hip-hop culture. And Coney joined a program that directly associated him with three other rappers that became the Works Records, which included Coney and a poetic mentor named Hive, if I'm saying this right. Is it Hive?
Jive
Poetic. Jive helped mold Coney from being a normal mixtape artist to being an all-around artist in general. At age 16, Coney Brooks and Zay Rhymes decided to officially make themselves a group called the Almighty Renegades. I remember that. Back then, included Coney, Zay Rhymes, and a female artist known as Amazing. Coney went on to create Inner City Music Group, LLC, in 2014. In 2015, Coney linked with Teddy Grahams, owner of the Visions of Too Deep LLC, to create the collective now known as ICMG Too Deep. In 2021, Coney became the managing partner at Coney, I'm sorry.
Yabambe, no problem. Yabambe Records.
Yabambe, there we go. Yabambe Records, which is the vision of Sixth Sense Records. Coney has worked with indie artists such as On P, Haiti Racks, Mikey Facts, SNS, and Persia, to name a few. With a new vision of hunger of true school hip-hop, Coney Brooks is making strides to take over the music industry. Yes, thank you for helping me. We do make mistakes up in here, so you know. What's up, Coney?
Oh, it's all good. What's up with you?
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm blessed. I'm happy to be able to sit here and talk to you today.
Man, that's the whole fact, yo. And it's so crazy how reading that bio and, you know, growing up as a child, growing up with my family in the Bronx, like, I remember all that. And look at you today in 2021, man. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Word. So you've been living in the Bronx all your life?
Yeah. Born and raised. Fortunate enough to still be involved with the same neighborhood I was born and raised in. So, straight from Southern Boulevard, Joseph Hall. And, you know, just doing my thing to give back.
I love to hear that. I definitely love to hear that. I know that the borough could be, you know, it could be tough. All my people that's from New York, y'all already know what time it is with that.
Talk about it.
It could be tough. So, you know, I respect you for, you know, continuing, and I respect you for to continue to motivate yourself and have that ambition, especially working with your brothers, you know, brothers that's blood related and non-blood related, they brothers. So that right there shows a lot of brotherhood, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, the foundation of everything is family, you know. We got to stick together.
Word. And definitely, I'm curious to know, like, what inspired your name, Coney?
So I used to battle rap, but the local stuff before they was going crazy with the URL and rhyming on the roof and writing 3-minute verses for the next person. It's kind of like impromptu. You come outside or whatever the case is and you got to go off. So I had a friend whose nickname was Pony. But the joke was we was calling him Pony because he looked like a horse. right.
Well, God bless you. I'm laughing, but shit.
Oh, nah, that's the bro. Shout out to Barack O'Humble. He's doing his thing as well. But yeah, we doing a 2-on-2 against another hood, just impromptu. And he said, yeah, they call me Pony. I'm the Prince of New York. So I went off of his line as kind of a rebuttal. And if you calling him Prince, then I'm the King. And then my block called me Coney. So then it kind of stuck. And I started running around with that a little bit. And, you know, the team said it was valid. And, you know, it's been working ever since.
Yeah, that's true. Because I don't see nobody by the name of Coney. K-O-N-Y. They claim they are. But I don't see the name.
You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. I'm telling you, New York, that's that bully shit. Let me stop. We got the United States over here listening. I ain't trying to, like, be biased. Y'all know I got love for all of y'all, but y'all know I'm from New York, so you already know I got a big up. But, yeah, like, that's definitely, I like that. I know you was having fun when you was doing them battles, huh?
Oh, was I? That was the essence. That was the essence.
Oh, man. That was roughly around what? Like, what year?
I was going crazy between 2015 and 2018, specifically. You know, I still battled and dabbled and did my thing before then and a little bit after then. But, like, those 3 years, I was going crazy. Absolutely. It was right before the battle culture really changed, you know? Mm. So, like, I was fortunate enough to come up with some OGs. Guys like Job really put it into perspective for me, but, like, my pops grew up around, like, DJ Melly Mel, and they took us to Cedric and Cedar to meet Kool Herc. So, little things like that really just put it into perspective, like, the foundation of hip-hop and where it came from, and, you know, just literally, you could solve your beef through hip-hop and expression. So that's what I was about. Like, it wasn't about nothing. We sitting here as creatives doing something that we love. I'm going to get at you. You're going to get at me. It's a sport. So, you know, if you said you rhymed, I'm coming for your neck. Like, that's what I was on. So it was so therapeutic.
Yeah, I remember when I thought I was a rapper.
You had some balls, though.
Thinking back at it, though, like, I really used to, I try to freestyle, and it all started in Parkchester in the Bronx, like, when I was with my cousins, you know what I'm saying? So we used to play around and just, like, walk on the block and just, we just say a word, and then we just fucking rhyming, like.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and it was, it used to be fun, and that was back in the day, like you said, like, that prom time when you having fun, but you also killing it.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
So shout out to my cousin Javier too, because me and him used to just play around with the words. And yeah, yo, I remember, man. So I heard, well, not that I heard, I know, you work with kids. How was that experience?
Yes. Oh, it was very different. I love it though. You know, I got started with a mentor who really taught me about life within the things that I love to do. Those things being music, so many life lessons that I was able to learn surrounding my passion. So, you know, just coming up, it was natural to want to pay it forward for the next generation in the same light. So I just started off, you know, after school jobs, summer camp, things like that. I got my foot in with the DOE, and I'm locked in with a program. We run a Beacon, which is pretty much a community center within a school, and I'm fortunate enough to be one of the supervisors there, where we're just giving kids opportunities, you know, less fortunate youth, at-risk youth in our own communities, our black and brown children who don't get exposed to so many things. I bought a music program there. They built me a studio to have these kids record in and learning to perform. I wrote a grant for them to be able to start a podcast, so we're looking to get that up and running really, really soon. Like, it is, just want to expose them to so many things, you know, things that we had, things that we didn't have, and just understanding that, you know, with at least exposure, they may not want to take it to the next level, but just that experience might spark them to do the next thing that's going to pay it forward for the next person even. So, you know, I'm in a very, you know, promising position when it comes to that. That I work with?
Yeah.
So in my current position, I work with everybody. We open our doors for kindergarten and up to senior citizens. So just as recently as, I want to say, 2 weeks ago, we partnered with the mayor's office out here to do a Juneteenth event. Maybe a little bit over 2 weeks. About 2 weeks. We did a, like a block party, community resource fair block party. We had a bunch of the OGs come out, the little kids come out. We had the Spades tournament for the OGs, Dominoes tournament. We broke out the Double Dutch Ropes dance contest, loud DJ.
Double Dutch, bruh.
He's getting busy.
That is, yo. Yes, I'm sorry to cut you off. I just got excited when I heard Double Dutch because you know Double Dutch is real.
That's a fact. No, we need to do more. I'm not even going to lie. That was alarming because you think about, you know, us coming up and just how many kids and how often it was, whether you was doing Play Street or you was just on your block kicking it, that we played games, manhunt, freeze tag, the girls is playing double dutch, the fellas is trying to play taps, right? And to see this younger generation, it's so out of tune with anything physical. The first thing they want to run to is a phone. Let's get on YouTube. Let's Fortnite. You know what I'm saying? So to get both, bridge the gap between so many generations at an event like that, like, it was fire. I'm looking at the little kids, looking at their moms, like, oh my God, you do this? And now they want to learn, so they jumping in. Like, it was crazy. It was dope, though. It was so dope.
I love to hear that because, like you said, I was just having a conversation with someone earlier about that because, this generation is different. Kids are, like, they just go straight to their phone. You know, not to try to get out the subject, but, you know, when you have a conversation with them, too, you know, they don't even look at your eyes. They don't look at your face. You know, and we were raised to look at somebody in the eye to see if that person was genuine, if that person was really telling the truth. We able to tell
that is a fact.
You know what I'm saying? And these kids, you know, aren't really able to do that. I'm grateful enough to raise my child, you know, to play outside. You know what I'm saying? She would rather go outside than just stay in the crib all day. You know what I'm saying? And also when it comes to meeting kids and stuff like that, she's very detailed. You know, she knows the difference between being comfortable, being uncomfortable, and being pressured and being not pressured. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And she's 11. And she knows how to cook, too. You know what I'm saying? So I was able to do
that. That is a beautiful thing.
You know what I'm saying? I was able to do that because, you know, I'm an artist. So I knew that, you know, I could have my daughter at least give her some independency because my parents didn't do that for me. So when I got, as a teenager, it was very difficult for me to do it on my own because mommy and daddy always did it for me.
Right.
You know, and that's not something I want to teach my daughter, like, I'm here, but let me be your last resort. Think.
Right.
Solutionalize. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these people don't think. They react quick.
You ain't never lied about that.
You know, so I'm so happy to hear that we still have people that have that patience to be able to give that, you know, to the youth, to the older people too. You know, they had that memory. The memories was coming back as they was growing up. You know, when the doors was open back in the days and nobody would come in and steal your shit. You know, the community was more together.
You know? It was a village.
Yeah. You know, but once the technology got thrown, it was a distraction. So I love that. I love the fact that you're able to do that and mentor these children. And so, like, what is your future goals as an artist?
So my future goals, I'm fortunate enough to be in a position where they don't feel unattainable. But my future goals really lie around in truly pushing this narrative of being a mogul and being able to push it forward, pay it forward for other artists like myself, as well as just getting an opportunity to record music and see the world. I want to tour. I want to touch these Billboard charts. I want to be, you know, top gun in my genre. I want to be the guy that everybody looks up to. Because I do know it's more than talent at this stage. But at the same token, I want to get into a space where people recognize the talent and they know it's a different breed.
I like that. I like that goal. You're manifesting and speaking to existence because they're hearing you. Ancestors is hearing you. God is hearing you. Sorry for those non-religious or religious people, but, you know, me, I do believe in the highest power, and I do believe in manifesting. I do believe in speaking your truth and speaking it to existence. And I'm sure you done said a lot of things in the past that is now coming up for you now. You manifested it. And I'm proud of you. You haven't heard that yet.
Thank you.
You're definitely most welcome. And as far as an advice, what kind of advice would you give to the youth that's following the same path as you?
Stay authentic. Be yourself, you know. And you don't have to be trendy for people to like you, because there's always going to be a market for you as long as you're being you. There's billions of people on this earth, and there's so many people that's just waiting to hear your story. Don't waste your time on this earth telling somebody else's.
I like that. That's why I got you in this platform telling your story. You already know the vibes. Now, Cody, like, I'm not about to just, like, I'm going to hit you with a little, I don't know, fireball. Because you're not about to leave this platform without throwing a little sun. Like, what's the goal? Put a little lyrics out there. A little song or a little sun. Like, let the people hear your voice.
Oh, you want a verse?
I want a verse.
Okay. Let me give you something. It's unreleased. I hope your listeners don't mind the vulgarness. I'm not going to go too crazy, though. I said,
it's all good.
Is there a heart in the house? You worry about your spouse while I'm staring at your blouse. Open up your mouth. Tell that man you ain't going home, lady. There's a lot of things that he ain't done lately, baby. I'm something like your favorite. Full course meal. Entrees for the banquet. Food for the soul. Fill a void where your heart ran vacant. Sex sells, but I speak a different foreign language. The best you ever had on that Drake tip. 6ix9ine with me, you'll be telling all your secrets like the plaintiff. You playing both sides like a double agent. Talking spicy like your stomach Cajun. Let's say it all in lameness. You saw with butterflies and doves, I'm trying to hit the pavement. Handcuff you like we locked in cages. You got the beauty of a finger painting. Innocent and pure. Your body fire like a Super Saiyan. I'm saying. Damn. Let me speak to your soul.
Dumb. I want to hear the whole song like that. Let me stop me from doing that. Y'all already know y'all got to check him out. You got to let the people know where to find you too.
Absolutely. All my social media platforms, my handle is Coney Brooks. That's at KONYBROOKS. You can check my website, coneybrooks.com. I got my shop there. All of the singles and videos that I drop, I'm dropping some exclusive merch that go with it. So we got the Ghetto Gospel shirts out. We got the Squad Goals. We got a bunch of editions of that one. We did a challenge for it, so it's a lot of flavors on that one. We got the City of Dreams shirt out and the Making of a Legend tee. So we got a lot of stuff going on right there. You can check that out. And, yeah, again, thank you. Thank you so much.
Man, you are most welcome. Like, you are an inspiration. You are an inspiration. You are a motivator. And I bet you didn't have people in your life that you hadn't gave ambition to, you know, to do what they needed to do. And there's so many things that you have done and so many lives that you have impacted that you probably don't see right now. But trust me, you have a lot of people that's following you. You have a lot of people that watches you, that hears what you're saying. Even your statuses on Facebook, it makes sense. I'm telling you, make it make sense. You make it make sense. So I'm telling you, you know, one thing I can tell you, that if you ever feel a little doubt, you got people that got confidence in you, that believes in you. You got strangers that don't even know you and believe in you. And just know that you have that strength. You are strong. You are a king. And you're going to make it. And you are making it. You know, you're manifesting. And you're going to spread to places that you've never been before. And trust me, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get that jet plane. We out. But, definitely, it was a pleasure having you on my platform. Y'all make sure y'all Look Coney Brooks up. K-O-N-Y. Brooks. I know y'all know how to spell Brooks, so don't act like y'all don't know how to do it. If anything, just Google him. I bet you he will pop up. So make sure y'all look for him. Y'all look for his music. Y'all already hear how fire he is. Is there anything else that you want to say to the audience before you go, King?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Two things, if that's all right, if I could steal a second. That's cool. All right, cool. So in my new role at your Bombay Records, I'm really looking to put some talent on. You know what I'm saying? So if you're listening and you're into the arts, you're into the urban hip hop feel, whether it be singing or rapping, you know what I'm saying? Connect with me. I'm very personable. Hit my DM. Let's talk, because I want to put some artists in a position to win. And I just want to shout out my ICMG2D family. Say thank you to them and thank you to everybody who's tapped in and listening. Without y'all, there's no me. So I'm so grateful for every opportunity.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, brother. Yes, BLM, Black Lives Matter, baby. You already know. Y'all make sure, like I said, y'all make sure y'all follow him. He did say what he said. He's looking for talent. He already dropped that handle. I know y'all got Instagram. Y'all got Facebook. Check out his website. Check out his merch. And definitely purchase his music, because I got him on iTunes. So y'all already know what's up. So all I can say is that right now it's nighttime where I'm at. I hope everybody have a great night on purpose. Great evening on purpose. Afternoon, morning. Y'all listening to every country. Y'all make sure y'all have a great day on purpose. Don't let nobody take y'all shine. Don't let nobody steal your energy. You are you. You are unique. And keep that smile on. Wisdom the Healer coming to you live and direct, baby.